Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We got the new swag going here. I'm wearing this instead of the Raskin Global shirt this week, but I'm going to get a Raskin Global hat out before all this is over with. Our friends at Strategic Factory made some new swag here. If you see Luke, you see myself, Peter, Don Moeller, all going to be wearing some cool stuff with our new logo on. Hopefully, you're taking advantage of our new logo, as well as the ice cream offer. Everyone loves some Taharka Brothers for the holidays. The 8-pack now available, $15.70. We're clever like that. Off the discount, just click on the code at the end and put Baltimore Positive in. You get the $15.70 off. Set that delivery in time for Old St. Nick. Have it for the holidays. Have it for New Year's. Have it for maybe Raven playoff games, if there's such a thing. We're going to find out on Monday night. Leonard Raskin joins us now from Raskin Global. I moved you back this week. I mean, we usually go earlier in the week, and then, you know, there's Monday night football and Sunday night football, and now we've got Wednesday afternoon football, and this week it was Tuesday night football. We're back to regular Monday night football last week, but I brought this up with Luke Leonard, and I know how much you love the team and where we are, and you want to believe, and you want to think they can win a championship. I don't know that beating up the Cowboys the way they did means anything, but I think this Cleveland game is going to be a heck of a measurement.
I agree. I think Cleveland's the big stick for the second half of the season. A week ago, Wednesday night football, Pittsburgh, look at the game and say, they could win the next five. They got to win the next five. And then Tuesday night football, Dallas. I saw some sloppy tackling. I saw some guys wide open. I saw some plays that shouldn't have been. I think about the fourth quarter. I know the game was over. For all intents and purposes, it was done. But I wonder, it looked to me like on a third and maybe three or four, I think Dallas got the first down. But the referees there in the stripes gave it to them, and I didn't see any challenge flag. And then the same drive, I thought we had an interception in the end zone and didn't see any challenge flag. I'm thinking to myself, we got to be practicing for the games that really matter. This one's done, but the next one won't be, and we can't miss that stuff. I that was my opinion of it. I saw after the Wednesday night game, listening to what's our friend up there in Pittsburgh, Coach Tomlin,
Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, he said after that game, as to the Steelers, we stunk. We played a horrible game. I'd look at last night and say you can beat Dallas that way. I don't think you're going to beat Cleveland that way. We don't tackle some running backs for Cleveland, man. They're going to put up 40 points.
and we beat Cleveland earlier in the year, so and this is a different team. And I'm trying to figure out what the ceiling is for the team without Ronnie Stanley, without Nick Boyle, in the aftermath of the COVID. That 11-5 is their ceiling, right? They can win these four games.
Got to do it.
You look at Jacksonville and the Giants, and you look at Cincinnati and say, all right, you'll be a favorite, probably a prohibitive favorite, if you come in with your full complement of a football team. Brandon Williams out there the other night, Calais Campbell sort of hobbling around. I'm not sold on Ngakoue at this point as being a difference maker that maybe he once was. Orlando Brown is a left tackle. Just a lot of things going on, but I saw what you saw, and one thing that concerns me is they're going to have to throw the football. Lamar's not throwing the football well. And I don't know that I've ever looked at him and thought he really throws the football well, accurately, all the time. And that's probably the knock on why he was still there at the end of the draft that night, at the end of the first round. And to your point, ball sales high, ball sales low. I need to see Lamar be more accurate in order to feel like they're going to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, agreed. As the games get tougher and if they get into the playoffs, as things get tougher and the teams get better, I think you can run the table this year. You can run it. You can go 11-5. That'd be fantastic. You get in the playoffs and then you play the real teams. And the real teams are tougher. The defenses are tougher. And they look at our situation. But I do think, I've thought this all year, the 14-2 last season. And then you look at this season and the one thing missing is the dynamic nature of the offense. I think they're trying to make Lamar something he's not. I think when he's out there in space, when he's out there running, when he's making things happen, it just makes the defense play a different game. And when they can play a different game, he can throw the ball. And if he can throw the ball and they get Andrews and You know who I want to see? I want to see, just lost his name.
Sneed.
The guy that's doing the kicks, rookie from Texas. Help me. That's catching the kick.
Oh, Duvernay. Scene. Go ahead.
Duvernay. Yep. Duvernay. To me, that dude's
Tucker's not a kid. Tucker's not a rookie. You said kicker in Texas. No, that's Justin Tucker.
Kicker,
I know you know his.
He
does the chicken. You've seen. He does the coffee. Yeah. He does it all, just like I do it all here. You know,
I love the commercial where he's making the chicken and there's the box. That's
I actually eat the chicken, so I know that.
I love the chicken, man. It's nothing better than that. But Duvernay, man, he was a stud receiver. I know he's a rookie, but we don't have people blowing up the deep ball. Let's put him on the field. The dude catches everything. Let's see what he can do out there. But yeah, him, Sneed, Hollywood. Made a great grab on Tuesday night, man.
We know they're capable of that, right? So they flash that, and now you're like, all right, I need more of that. Look, they flashed that in Miami last year, right? They flashed that for 16 weeks last year.
That's right. What happened?
Well, Monday night is going to be a great barometer.
Absolutely.
Look, we know this. They lost the playoff game 2 years ago to the Chargers. They blew through everybody last year. MVP, coach of the year, executive, blah, 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 blah. They lose to the Titans. We knew it was going to be a long road back to this, and we knew there'd be ugly losses and there'd be injuries and there'd be all this. And I said, I didn't think Earl Thomas wouldn't be a part of the franchise this year, right? How much different this team's going to be on January the whenever they're playing Buffalo, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Kansas City, the Raiders, whoever they're playing, that whatever they are that day is going to be what they're measured by, but they need to get to that day. I don't think any of
Absolutely.
Us thought that wouldn't be there. This Cleveland game sort of stands in the way because 10-6 might not get it done, especially given the really poor tiebreakers they have in the conference right now.
Yeah, 10-6 is hard. 11-5 is, to me, in.
11-5, there's no way they won't get in, right? I mean, but at 10-6, there's going to be an argument that they could be at the bottom of the 10-6 poll draw at this point.
Yeah.
And I don't know, the three losses they had, Pittsburgh, all right, that's sort of a fake game based on what it was, and they played well.
Right.
Played hard, I should say, not well, but hard.
Yeah.
I'm worried about the way the Giants are playing right now. I saw Jacksonville sit up out of their coffin and play well the other day. I don't look at these games as sort of like maybe you would the Jets, or there's some teams that really stink, and there's some teams that are sitting up here a little bit in December, and I do not think this is just get through Cleveland and we're in the playoffs. I don't believe that, and I'm not convinced they're a better team than the Cleveland Browns are right now. I haven't seen that, and I didn't get anything on Tuesday that made me feel like they're really good. I got some things on Tuesday that made me feel like Dallas is really bad.
Yeah, Dallas is really bad. Wow. Jerry is spending a lot of money on not very good. Oh, man, that is a sad team to watch. And I think watching the broadcast, you know, I was tuned into the TV broadcast. Boy, I think Troy was overcompensating for his history with the Cowboys in talking about how bad they were. I think he wanted the whole world to know that he wasn't a homer. But he crushed them, man. He just laid them out.
Oh, they're last in defense, and they're last in this, and they're bad. You know, like, yeah, I'll give you a little bit of
effort. No effort, and how can these guys miss these reads and these runs? How do they let this happen? And then he went ahead after all of that. He goes ahead and jinxes Tucker, man. No Dr. Pepper for him for 10 weeks. That's what I say.
Well, yeah, it was him and Buck. It was kind of a combined,
right.
You know,
right.
1-2 punch of screwing with Tucker,
that?
Especially after he made the first one, right? So,
right. What's up with that? They got to stop that. Come on, 70 in a row. He never misses. 70
if he's
going
to miss one, at least he misses one in a game we win, which
doesn't
is better
matter.
Than him missing
that's
one
right.
in a game we lose. So
that's right.
Or I'm much happier. Leonard Raskin is here. Raskin Global. He's got the shirt. I'm not wearing the shirt right now, but I do have the I have investments. I always keep these nearby, and I also have the lip balm, which is gotten down in the 30s. I have a little. This is nice. It actually works. This keeps me nice and moisturized. I mean, I appreciate that. Tell everybody what you're doing out there this time of year, because as we start to close this thing down, I know you love football. But keeping an eye on the market, keeping an eye on people's money at the end of the year, tax things, all sorts of things happen.
Absolutely.
That keep you maybe not April 15 busy, but I'm sure your phone's ringing
busy.
Right now.
Absolutely busy. There's a number of things people need to think about going into year end. They got to make sure. If you've funded an FSA through your employer, flex spending account, healthcare. You need to use it because if you don't use it, you lose it. So you make sure if you funded that thing that you get the eye exam, go to the dentist, get the last bit of things you need, use up the FSA, get that tax-free money. There's nothing better than tax-free money. So go get your FSA spent. A couple other things.
You and I should have a talk about tax-free money. Yeah, we got to figure out. You got to tell me all those places we can get tax-free money. I need some of that.
Amen. The other, you know, think about your charitable giving. If you haven't finished up your gifts to charity this year, now's the time to make those year-end gifts. If you're over 70 and a half, think about your qualified charitable distribution. That means taking money directly from your IRA over to the charity and making a direct gift. Those are some great year-end things. Again, charities are certainly needed to be funded this year. And this is a great time to do it. If you have the wherewithal to do so, you get that deduction on the tax return if you still itemize.
By the way, we had the folks on from the OJ Brigance Brigade and Stephanie Child. So I'm just giving a shout out to, you know, there's all sorts of things going on. We have Christy Green on a couple weeks here. There's a lot of places you can give money that just go up, click on the community bar at the Baltimore Positive. It's all we talk about around here.
Absolutely.
Things you can do to give a little bit. Food bank. We got all sorts of great ways to feel the season where maybe it's not something under a tree, you know, something under somebody else's tree, like food.
Exactly right. You can take care of some people that are needy this time of year. Look, we all are very fortunate to have enough. And if you have more than enough, then why not give and help somebody else that can benefit from that? So this is a great time of year for charitable giving. It's also time of year we like people to reflect on what they accomplished this year. It's been a crazy 2020. So we know that some people are looking at 2020, kind of writing it off, kind of hoping 2021 gets here and is a better year. I would say we still have a couple few weeks of 2020 left. So just as the Ravens are going to run into December and playoff runs are made in December, I would say take a good stock of the year and kind of check out what you've accomplished. Give yourself some credit for making it through this crazy, bizarre, wild year.
Well, you know what? That's great advice that when we break out the champagne at the end of the month over King Discount Liquors, that, you know, midnight we go into 21. We all, like, change what we're thinking, but, like, more than that, like, we made it through.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of
people. It's been a hell of a year. 300,000 of us didn't make it, right? Literally.
Absolutely. A lot of people had a really tough year, and sure, it's been a tough year, but there are small businesses all around the area that aren't going to make it. There are people who are down to their last pennies because whether they planned or didn't plan, this pandemic hit them like a ton of bricks. I think I saw where Webster's, our friends at Webster's Dictionary, named the word of the year as pandemic. It's the word of the year, 2020. And the phrase of the year, I've coined this. I don't know that anybody has posted this anywhere, but you can say you heard it here first from Raskin Global. I think the phrase of the year for 2020 is you're on mute.
You're on mute. Yeah.
On mute. That to me is the phrase of the year for 2020. I've done more Zoom than I've done in my lifetime. And there's invariably you get into one of these meetings and people are doing this.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're on mute. Phrase of the year. I don't know who comes out with the phrase of the year, but as far as I'm concerned, you know, Time Magazine every year does the person of the year. I think this year it should be Zoom. It should just be Zoom, or it's going to be the medical community. You know, there is no person this year to me that.
Well, the person is the little camera that we have here. You know,
that's right. That's it. I'm saying
that's where you are. That's where everybody's right here.
It's Zoom, and just think about this. You know, in this 2020 pandemic, when you and I were kids, man, this was the Jetsons.
I mean, I'm texting you and Zooming up and whatever. I must say
TV.
That, like, the whole working from home thing that we talk about, I saw Howard Stern the other day saying, you know, he's re-upping for you know, $150 million a year
because
he gets to sit at home and do it now. I do the same thing for a living, right? Like,
right,
and I've
right.
done the same thing for a living for a lot less money, I might add.
Yeah, well, you got to get that XM, Sirius Radio, to hire you up.
But there's something about working from home. I was out the other day, and my wife's about to leave me for a couple weeks to go spend time with her family, her sister, her dad up in New Hampshire. She likes 10 degrees every morning in December.
Hey, I'm good here,
right? So I'm going to be here working. She's going to be spending some great time with her family and friends in her hometown. And, you know, she's quarantined and doing the whole deal, right? She got swabbed the other day. By the way, she got her results back in 4 hours.
There you go.
She got swabbed in the morning and new in the afternoon. So very professional.
Kind of Des Bryant-like.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute. But I was going to tell you, my wife's on Zoom all day too. And, you know, she's like a serious engineer with Verizon and does, you know, has been there 30 years. And she's always on calls and always like, it's not like my calls where I'm in here BSing with you about football or or stuff she understands. She's talking about the ZBY connected to the Fort Wayne thing. And like, it sounds like Omaha. So, you know, so I'm in there and I lost track of where I was because we're just, you know, I'm just being me and I'm making some food. And I started like singing and being me in the kitchen. Yeah. And she's like, dude, come on. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm sorry. I forgot you're on Zoom. So you also have this singing spouse in the background.
Absolutely. The dog barking, the dog drinking out of his bowl.
You know, my little baby is running in with a dirty diaper.
That's right. My thing is the dog. He drinks out of the bowl, and he's got the collar on with the tags, and it tings against the bowl. So you hear this ting, 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 ting. That's him drinking out of the bowl. I have to explain it. When I'm on a Zoom, what the heck's that noise in the background? Oh, that's the dog drinking.
My cat has knocked my wife. My wife has a power button, and she has a little thing over it. The cat has turned her off twice during
there
this.
There you go.
And like, I hear her screaming. And they're like, oh, no, what'd you do to me? You knocked my
baby off.
Ed Raskin is here. He's Raskin Global. He has a lip balm here that I actually put up because I'm not wearing his fantastic blue shirt. I can't get into focus on my camera because my camera wants to focus on me. You can find him at RaskinGlobal.com. And it's just taking good care of your money, as always. I want to go back to football with you. You mentioned Dez Bryant. You mentioned testing. I've been the guy rampaging about how unstable this has been and moving things around and the Ravens not being as forthcoming as I feel like they should be as a stakeholder that I am, you know, because I'm a stakeholder, that they should be more forthcoming about what's going on in a way to protect Raskin Global and every other business in town to say, it happened to us. It can happen to you. We had someone here that was a jack wagon, didn't have his man. You know, like literally there is a lesson to be learned that they've walked away from. And this Dez Bryant thing and how we feel about the integrity of the league and they got to get the games in and playing without quarterbacks in Denver, playing without half a team with us. The Dez Bryant thing brings a whole new level of, you're kidding me, right?
That was strangely weird.
Ryan Mink that he has to like pull a tweet down, it's insane.
That was crazy.
But I hope the Cowboys don't wake up on Friday with 9 guys with COVID. You know, I really do.
Right. Look, I hope we don't. I don't know how many other guys that haven't tested that he was around that might test. And you don't need Monday night Cleveland with 6 more, 8 more, 10 more guys not being able to play because of that. It's crazy. It's really bizarre. And then, you know, my other side of the world, as we've talked about, we've got the Ohio State Buckeyes not playing this week against the team up north because, you know, when you're in Ohio State.
Man, your kid is a freshman. He's not even getting the hate on the other Harbaugh this week. That's
right. And you don't name the name, you know, it's the team up north. They don't even everything during rivalry week. They put, it's really crazy. I've never seen this in my life. But lots of people have, obviously. They put,
you're glad
X's.
Your kid went to Ohio State for all of this,
man,
right?
It's fun.
Even though they're X's, not playing the game, you're having fun with it.
They put X's over every M in every sentence that they produce. So the president of the university sends out a letter to students about the last week of finals, and every M is an X.
Well, that's mature. I mean, that's very, very mature.
Right. This is how they do it.
It reminds me of watching a game on Tuesday night, Leonard, and I went to Pizza John's and I delivered pizza to my son's door in Dundalk as I drove through Essex. Yeah. So I brought a cheesesteak home. We had a delicious mushroom and pepperoni pizza. I got home at 7:25, 7:30, which is, you know, everything's weird, right? I'm not going to the game. Luke's at the game. Right. I'm following Luke on Twitter, you know, whatever. It's 7:46. I'm on the couch and I'm ignoring my wife. When you have a wife, so you know that's possible that it can happen. From time to time, you zone out and you just don't hear your wife. And my wife said to me, Dez Bryant just tested positive for COVID. And I'm like, I don't know. I was reading. So I was somewhere. I was doing something. And I knew before Jay Glazer did. And then they come back and they're like, oh, we're going to do a piece on Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant, he's mature. He's matured. He's got wisdom. The time off allowed him to mature. He's grown up now. The Ravens see this. He's much more mature. Dez, are you more mature? Hi, I'm Tony Gonzalez. Are you more mature? Yeah, I'm more mature. First off, he's not playing. They come back. They talk about how mature he is. And 5 minutes later, he's retiring on Twitter. Like, and I'm like,
He retired and drank some wine.
How in the hell does 100 million people know that he's drinking wine and retiring, and he's not even playing? And even if he played, he would have caught three passes for 29 yards.
Yeah, that was a story. It was a story. I'm thinking, how can that be a story at all? Why was that even a story?
They made it a story because he was a cowboy, because Jerry was watching.
That's right. That's right.
Jerry was underwriting. Hey, it was fun kicking their ass, right? Like, said to Luke, maybe Aikman still has some butthurt about what we did to him 20 years ago down here.
Maybe.
That's chronicled in Purple Rain 1, Chapter 12. I looked it up last
week. There we go. Yeah, I was happy. I like a big win, and I like to see them put a team away that they should put away. So that's a good Tuesday night. That's what you need to do. And now we need to do it on a Monday night. You know, I was talking to my son about the schedule. We were talking about what's coming up, what's gone past. I said, you know, one of the things about this Cleveland team, and they've got to play. They've got to play. But we were first last year. So you get the tough schedule. And Cleveland wasn't. So, yeah, they're 9-3, but their schedule isn't what ours has been. And so I think we can beat them. I think we got to step up. If we can tackle, that's been the big thing. I've seen a lot of bad tackling. I think a lot of guys have the Marlon Humphrey punch the ball syndrome. They all want to execute the fumble, and so they're forgetting to tackle. I think you got to remember, you got to tackle the guy first, knock the ball out second.
Well, and that probably to Marlon Humphrey and to a couple other guys that have been really good at it. It is a special, different kind of thing they do with a punch and a wrap that is different than just seeking the ball and going for the ball and forgetting the wrap. So
that's exactly right.
And I'm sure they've only been practicing that since they were 10, right? Like literally all of them. So.
Right. I think you get back to the basics, and maybe if they have some time to practice between now and Monday, they get the opportunity to tackle a little bit, to bang that tackle dummy. Maybe they need a little more practice. You know, one of the things I know in my world is if we don't listen to the coaching and we don't practice, then when you come out and play, you don't play real well. So we need to read, need to study, need to know our craft. And I think for them, for some of the defense, it looks like they need to tackle. Now, granted, let's face it, I'm not an NFL player, so I would imagine – as I watched the commercial, I don't remember what it's for, but James Harrison tackles that guy in the front yard.
I remember that
one. Yeah. So I don't want any of them coming over to my house saying, let me show you how we tackle, and knocking me down because I'm saying they didn't tackle well. But I think they would admit there have been a few lapses in tackling. You can't have that when you're playing Hunt and what's his, the other, you know, the running backs there. They're pretty stout.
Well, the notion now that they're going to go to Buffalo, Kansas City, and Pittsburgh and win games on the road in January, I don't think they're comprised to do that right now. I will become much more of a believer on Monday night if they dispatch the Cleveland Browns. He is Leonard Raskin, Raskin Global. You can find him, his investments, and all the work they do at RaskinGlobal.com, working through the holidays, and, of course, always at BaltimorePositive.com, where Leonard and I get together once a week and talk some life, some football, and your money. Leonard, always a pleasure to visit with you. Give the lad my best working in the other room there. Home for the holidays. Ho, ho, ho.
Absolutely.
Nothing to do on Saturday. No Ohio State, Michigan. How are we going to handle it? Same thing with Maryland basketball. It's all crazy.
Right. Nuts.
Nasty at WNST.net finds me. We are on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. We're ordering ice cream at $15.70 off from our friends at Taharka. Big thanks to all of our sponsors for holding this thing together, getting us from WNST.net AM 1570 all the way over to where we are now at BaltimorePositive.com.